Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. If you can't get enough programs about food in your system, YouTube has a menu of new series available called Hungry. What's more, Hungry jumped the gun and premiered Wednesday instead of next Monday as originally publicized. Serving Hungry up, former Food Network and Cooking Channel programmer Bruce Seidel, and he joins me next. Also on our menu, this year's Daytime Emmy Courtroom Series becomes a show to know, and some comments on the first half of TV 2012 and Ann Curry's exit from today. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Applebaum, live from New York on Blog Talk Radio. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Great to have you with us. 93 degrees here in the New York metro area. Heat wave going on all up and down the east and the Midwest. So once again, if you're in an area that has the heat wave, take it as easy as you can. Get a lot of fluids. Check in on your loved ones. Don't overdo the air conditioning, the fans. And keep company here with us on Blog Talk Radio. Lots of good shows all day today, evening, and through the weekend. Where I understand the heat will continue in many areas through the end of the weekend. We're happy to have you with us for the show that covers the world of television, and we invite you to be part of the program. Give us a call at 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. The number's good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the world here on VTR. We've got our chat room open as well. Simon Apple 04 by name. Rick Webb, our good friend from Philly, is already in the room. So use the phone. Use the room. We want to hear from you. And if you have any thoughts about the Ann Curry situation, and a lot of people have weighed in on Facebook and Twitter over the last 30 hours or so, we'd like you to put them in the room, and we'll read them when we do our comment about Ann Curry after the bottom of the hour. Bruce Seidel from YouTube's newest network, Hungry, joins us after this pair of late-breaking news notes. USA Network will go forward with Graceland, a new series overseen by white-collar creator Jeff Easton. Graceland showcases FBI, drug enforcement, and customs agents who operate undercover and live together inside a California beach house. Daniel Sinjata from Rescue Me fame, Aaron Tippett, Melissa Ferlillo, Manny Montana, and Brandon J. McLaren co-stars in Graceland, which USA will premiere during 2013. White Collar's new season starts next month on the same channel. And this just in, Rosalie and Isles will be back for season 4 on TNT next summer. This season's episodes are getting around 6 to 7 million viewers per show. Once again, Rosalie and Isles, in the last half hour, just got a renewal for season 4 in 2013 on TNT. Another bit of news, Men at Work, the series executive by Jamie Tarsis, which was on this program 2 weeks ago, has also been renewed for season 2 on TBS. My guest today was formerly one of the key programming people at both Food Network and Cooking Channel, and now he's involved with YouTube's latest network, Hungry, which originally was supposed to launch Monday, but instead jumped the gun, launched 48 hours ago. Joining us live from Los Angeles, Bruce Seidel. Bruce, welcome in.
Hello, hello, everybody.
How's it in Los Angeles? Do you get any heat waves there as well?
It's nice and sunny. I think everyone's ready for summer to kick in. I live by the beach, so it can be a little cool in the mornings.
So maybe Graceland will film near your area when that starts going on.
You got it. You got it.
Your network, Hungry, was supposed to launch Monday, but instead you launched without a lot of attention or publicity this past Wednesday. Why jump the gun?
Well, we didn't really jump the gun. It was all part of our strategy. You know, we've been releasing sizzle tapes over the last couple weeks in all of our different shows. We had a great piece of press in the Huffington Post on Monday, which was a whole guide to Hungry and what we're all about. And we're releasing videos. We released our first episode Wednesday. We released some drink videos yesterday for Thirsty Thursdays. And then stay tuned for the Casserole Queens releasing on Saturdays. And then we have the Brothers Green releasing on Mondays, which is our official launch. So a lot of stuff going on, and we've had really great response.
Can you say or quantify how many views or hits you're getting?
Right now I'm looking at it live. We have 7,200 subscribers, and we're at over 66,000 views.
So for a launch, not too bad,
we feel.
No, absolutely not. I want to get your thoughts about the whole YouTube original channel situation and how that is playing 9 months in a little bit. But first, with Hungry, how is it different from what's on Food Network and Cooking Channel and other networks, both in terms of length of shows and content?
Well, the biggest difference is the length of shows. Typical shows on television are a half hour, an hour. We're doing content that ranges anywhere from a minute, minute and a half, all the way up till about 8, 9, 10 minutes. We're going to experiment with the long-form type of programming in the food space online, but we're going to do that gradually. And, you know, really Hungary is a place for everybody, that there's something for everybody. And we're looking to tackle topics that work in the food space on television and other media and help to evolve that, and then also tap into genres that are underserved on television, one of those being the whole cocktail and drink category. You know, there's only ever been a handful of shows about drinks over the years on television, none of which have been mildly successful. And then we feel with our show Drink Inc., and then we have summer beer cocktails coming with the Beer Chicks, and our Thirsty Thursdays, as I mentioned, we feel this is a great way to get people thinking about cocktails and spirits and beverages that you can enjoy, you know, at home and with your friends.
Are you going to be doing original programming throughout the week, or are you going to do theme nights like this, like Thursday drink kind of thing?
Thirsty Thursdays is the only theme night that we have going on right now, but it's, you know, videos will release on a regular basis, probably about every other day. But if viewers tell us they want it at different times, we'll give it to them. I mean, the one thing that sets us apart from being on the web is that we're reading all the comments, we're engaging and talking with our subscribers and people who are posting comments, and we really want to hear from you. So tell us what you want. Tell us what you're looking for.
You, of course, come to this having done work with both Food Network in an executive role and more recently Cooking Channel in an executive role. And the whole idea of Cooking Channel was to experiment with all sorts of shows that would not fit into the Food Network format or hierarchy. With that experience to play with, how are you using it with Hungry? What kind of shows, let's say, aside from drink shows, do you want to do that you couldn't do even at Cooking Channel?
Well, we're really going to explore the vegetarian area, gluten-free. I mean, there's so many people looking for much more information relating to food, whether you're 15 or you're 55. We really want to give people to deliver to them what they're looking for and what they need, and really have Hungry on YouTube be the place that they come to for all things food.
I know it's only 2 days in, but how is Hungry being received within the culinary community? What do they think about it?
Yeah, we've had really great response. It's like everyone that I've spoken to, I actually just got back from New York last night. I met with a lot of different people, and, you know, we have much more to come. And, you know, we're partnering with entities such as Urban Spoon and City Search and soon to make some other announcements in the whole culinary world. This is just the tip of the iceberg and just beginning.
Bruce Seidel is the chief executive of Hungry. It is YouTube's newest original channel. If you have a smart TV set, you can get on your TV. Otherwise, you get it at YouTube.com. Bruce joins us live from Los Angeles on this edition of Tomorrow Be Televised for a Friday afternoon, the last Friday of the first half of 2012. Tom Applebaum live on that other coast, New York. Right now, 93 degrees, top of the hour, feels like 100, as do a lot of cities in the East and the Midwest. And we invite you to be part of the program. All you have to do is ring us. The number you use is 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. Or join our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. Once again, after the bottom of the hour, we'll have a comment about Ann Curry's exit yesterday from today's program, if you have thoughts about that. And we've seen a lot in the blogosphere and Twitter and Facebook about Ann's exit. Please put it in the chat room. We'll mention it during the commentary. With this network, with Hungry, are you tapping into a lot of the talent that you use at Food and Cooking Channel? And if so, are you using it in the same way, or are you trying to mix things up?
Well, you definitely really want to mix things up. I mean, there's a whole different generation and younger generation of people that are motivated and passionate about food. So we're going to work with names that you know, such as Duff Goldman, who was on Ace of Cakes on Food Network, and also with Chris Cosentino, who is on Next Iron Chef and Top Chef Masters and Iron Chef and so forth. And he had a show on Food Network, Chefs vs. City. So, yeah, we're working with names that you know, and there's some other announcements, as I said, that will be coming out in the coming weeks. And then there's just a whole different generation of people that are passionate. I mean, one of them that we're working with is Laura Vitale, and she has a web channel called Laura in the Kitchen. And Laura, she's a young girl. She's in her early 20s. She came to America when she was 12. She missed Italy so much, she'd call her grandma up on the phone, and her grandma would tell her how to make food, and she would cook the same meal in Philadelphia that her family was eating in Italy for dinner that same day. So there's just this whole generation of people that have started their own entities online, and, you know, Laura's reached over 25 million views in less than 2 years.
Talk about
so there's definitely a lot of different people to talk to and learn from.
Tell me a little more about what Duff Goldman is doing. As you mentioned, he was very familiar to Food Network as the Ace of Cakes, but I understand his new series for Hungry is going to be a little Tasho in nature, using some clips from the web and
stuff. Yeah, we're going to have a little fun with it. I mean, it's called Duff's Food World at the moment. We're actually going to go into production, and we'll be taping that in July. And it's really looking at the whole world of food with a wink and a nod. And, you know, one of the areas that hasn't been tapped into is, you know, food and comedy. And, you know, Duff could go to an amazing dining experience, you know, like eat dining in the dark. There's these places around the country in certain cities where you go and you really use all of your senses, although you don't use your sight. You know, so that could be a fun thing. He's going to do some man on the street. He's going to do food pranks and reenact, you know, funny moments of food history. You know, how did we discover that, you know, chocolate and peanut butter go together? So we're just going to have a lot of fun with it. And, you know, you might see some fun clips like, you know, best food porn clip of the week or greatest, you know, TV food moment out there. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it and get a little twisted and throw some people off guard at times.
Speaking of twisted, when you were at Cooking Channel, you came up with a wonderful comedian named Nadia G, who does a show called Bitchin' Kitchen. I love the show. It came out of Canada. It was a web series, then it became a TV series, and then it became Cross the Web on your former network. You've got a number of personalities that also are sort of in the neighborhood of Nadia G. One is a brothers. They're out of Brooklyn called the Brothers Green. They're musicians. They're in the underground. How are they going to be playing in more ways than one on this network?
You know, their first episode is going to go up on Monday, and then these two young guys, you know, they grew up cooking with each other, and they're about 3-4 years apart. They're musicians as well. They live together, too, and they love to cook for their friends and their family and have people over and hanging out. And, you know, this show is pretty easygoing. It's really amazing food that you could do and that anybody could do, and it just shows you that great, amazing food can be done by anybody. And these guys, like, learned how to cook from watching food TV. And so they just love to feed people and go from there. And you know, in the vein of Nadia, they're not like Nadia per se, but it's just, you know, they posted some videos online and they did one about making pizza and another kind of like this winter they put something up where they went to Maine because they wanted to see winter, you know, because there was no winter in New York this year. So, you know, they're just there making great music and great food.
Staying with the brothers, Steve Bruce, is another pair of brothers called the Fung Brothers. They're rappers, and they're doing a program that is fish out of water. They're not only making food and rapping, they're also doing it in Texas, which they do not come from originally.
No, they are not. These two young guys, Andrew and David, they grew up in L.A. They really have not left L.A. too much. I think they've been to New York once. They're rappers and performers and comedians, and they love food. They love to learn as much as they can. They're, you know, they're not chefs. But they're adventurers, so we sent them to Texas. We finished wrapping production a couple of days ago, and they went to chili cook-offs and barbecue cook-offs and dude ranches and chuck wagons and all these great, great, amazing different type of food experiences in Texas that they've just never been exposed to. And I think they even went bull riding, and they might have tasted a calf testicle or two along the way. And what happens in the show is that it always ends up with a great rap song about their whole experience and what they learned about food and Texas. So stay tuned for that.
You mentioned earlier an organization called Urban Spoon. What is that group, for those who don't know, around the country and around the world, and what kind of program are they doing for the network?
Yeah, well, Urban Spoon is an online service which is a restaurant service. So if you're looking for a particular type of restaurant or place to eat in whatever city you are and around the country, and they're in some big cities around the world too, they reach over like 22 million unique people a month. So we're doing a show where we're going to seek out, you know, really unique experiences, you know, all over the country through the eyes of various bloggers.
What's the biggest difference going from doing shows for a network like Food or Cooking Channel to doing YouTube, where on the one hand you have the ability to experiment with length as well as content, but on the other hand it's still a big work in progress, part of this original channel's project where over 100 channels are going to be ultimately created, probably a lot more than 100, the way things are going, and you've got all sorts of people fighting for attention to get the viewers.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, all these channels that, that YouTube, you know, created, you know, our company Electus, we have three of them that we're doing. One is called Loud, which is an MTV look at pop culture, so you could check that out. Another is Nuevon, which we're doing with Sofia Vergara and for a Latin audience. And then there's Hungry. And so with these channels, you know, we're creating marketing partnerships. We're going to be out there promoting them. We're going to do some, you know, buys in the media space online. It's really, we're speaking to the YouTube user and to food lovers. So, as I said, there's other partnerships that are going to be announced shortly, but it's really the word of mouth that we've had so far with different people and our subscribers and our talent has really, you know, grown. And it's great that overnight you could really, the power of the internet is that you could create this community. There's over 800 million people worldwide who use YouTube. So, you know, we want to speak to all of them.
And speaking about speaking, Bruce, one of the big criticisms so far with this YouTube original channel project is that while the ratings so far, at least as we're hearing them, Deadline Hollywood Daily, for example, great website, is publishing the YouTube rankings, and they have been far better in terms of viewership than expected. There is still issue of YouTube, aside from doing the funding, is not doing much. The public relations is lazy. They're not doing press releases. You have to come out with them through your own PR resources, but they're not doing it. They're not promoting. Are you bothered by that? And how are you getting around the lack of promotion on YouTube's part or Google's part?
You know, we're just starting. So it's like, you know, I'm actually sitting down tomorrow with the head of marketing for all of Google and YouTube. So they're not ignoring it. It's just a matter of positioning everything the right way. You know, on YouTube, you may have noticed there's 15 and 30 second commercials that they're doing for various channels. So all of that promotion is just kicking in. I think what people don't realize is to launch a channel, you know, a TV channel, it takes a, you know, at least a year's work, you know, to get up and running. And what I found with doing these programs and these shows is that it takes just as much work to do that. You know, we're a small staff, you know, we're a small team of people fully dedicated to this. And then we had people who worked on multiple things within our company, but it takes a village to create a city. So, you know, it's happening little by little. And yes, there's been frustration by people, but, you know, the numbers are proving that people are discovering it too on their own. So these entities function separately from YouTube. So each of these premium channels are run by various entities and companies that already exist. So it's a matter of how you make a business out of that.
Are you surprised by the viewer reaction to these channels so far, given sort of the up and down of publicity and promotion to this point, and the fact there's so many channels out there, and that you've got companies from the likes of Electus to small players to Lionsgate involved all at the same time with these networks?
I think, you know, coming from Electus, and, you know, we're a multimedia studio, and we do everything from digital content, you know, to television around the world and cable domestically and internationally, as well as, you know, films. I feel that, you know, people will catch on to it. I mean, it's just a matter of there's something for everybody. So if you like dancing, if you like food, if you like arts and crafts, if you like beauty, you know, there's an angle for you anywhere. So it's just a matter of getting out there and seeking what you want.
Hungry is the latest YouTube original channel, premiered Wednesday. Bruce Seidel is the chief executive of the channel. The channel is run by Electus, which not only is doing other YouTube channels, but you also may know it for some shows like Ugly Betty, The Office, and The Biggest Loser. Bruce joins us live from Los Angeles this Friday afternoon on Tomorrow We Televise as we wrap up, close to wrapping up, the first half of TV 2012. Simon Applebaum live with you in New York on Blog Talk Radio. We invite you to be in the conversation. Just give us a ring at 1-646-652-2906. That's 1-646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere. You're catching us live on Blog Talk Radio. That chat room is open. Simon Apple 04 by name. So get into the room, as Rick Webb, our good friend from Philly, has done. And again, if you have some thoughts about Ann Curry's departure in the way it was done on the Today Show yesterday on NBC, put your thoughts in the chat room. We'll read them when we do our comments about Curry's situation after the bottom of the hour. Are any formats closed off to you with Hungry? For example, one thing that Food Network and Cooking Channel have not done to this point, and pretty much suggest will not do, is a scripted series. Would you entertain doing a scripted series on Hungry?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're open to doing every type of programming. We're not limited, you know, by those regulations and so forth. So yes, we're open to it. You know, right now we're taping and experimenting with some docu-soap programming, and then actually I was pitched recently a scripted type show that I like. So I'm exploring that as well. On some of the other premium channels, there's one, Wigs. I mean, it's all scripted programming. So there is an appetite for it and people wanting more. And I've been reading a lot of the comments and everything, and especially since we put up, you know, the Drink Inc., we put up our first episode of Drink Inc., which is 9 minutes long, and I wasn't sure if people would really gravitate towards that. But, you know, we've had on that, you know, let me check while we're talking, but we've had over, I think, about 2,300 views on that thing and on that piece, and I've been looking at the comments, and people are like, "Oh my God, this is great! I love it. This is like TV, but it's great to watch it here." And on this, you could watch the guys make drinks. So people are getting it; they're really liking it.
Mm-hmm. And it seems that the viewers are coming to all sorts of channels. There's not like one network getting the lion's share of viewership. Wigs, you just mentioned, which was not one of the original YouTube 100 announced last fall. They're out of the block in just a month of being on the air. There's a network that also just launched recently called You Offend Me, You Offend My Mother, and that is from a group of Asian-American filmmakers and comedians. That seems to be tearing up the YouTube chart. And there is, of course, a lot more to come.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as I said, you know, these things are rolling out, you know, on their own schedules. And the great thing about YouTube is that, yes, we have premieres and launches, you know, just as in traditional television. But, you know, the videos are always here. You can always access them. You could always look at them. You know, whether you subscribe or not, you know, you could watch them at any time as long as you're on the Internet. So, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, setting your TiVo or your DVR or going to Hulu or so forth. It's like all the content is right there for you to watch and use, you know, when you want it.
Is there any trend in the food industry that we don't know about generally that you want to highlight on Hungry? For example, in recent years, what Food and Cooking have done a great job on have been the food truck phenomenon, situations like how to fix up dire restaurants like Restaurant Impossible, or to get executive chefs, as we saw the premiere last night of the new series with Ann Burrell, and also shows like Restaurant Steakout, which I think has been a revelatory show, using hidden cameras to showcase the bad practices and the good practices that you can find in local restaurants.
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
I was saying that in recent years, we've seen on Food and Cooking Channel some trends highlight like the food truck.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Things like...
I mean, we're definitely going to look into doing a lot of ethnic foods and so forth. And you know, we could even do niche topics like doing a whole show about ice cream or ice cream toppings or mac and cheese. You know, we definitely are getting into the gluten-free area. You know, there's just a lot of audiences out there that are looking for certain content, and there's really nowhere for them to go. So people are just creating it themselves. So the first two areas that we're going to get into will be, you know, vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free as well. So we have two shows that we're in the works on with that. I mean, the great thing, though, is, you know, with the creation of these shows, we're really dialoguing with the talent much more than we would, you know, in creating a TV show, whereas the talent are really helping, you know, build the content and build their episodes and where they're headed and what they want. So it's like Chris Cosentino and Duff Goldman, like they're really intimately involved in the creation of their shows, and that's something that we want to do more. And a lot of talent, food talent on television, they feel that they don't have a voice and that the television, you know, locks them in their box of this is what you do and this is how you do it. And then, you know, for them to deviate from that or branch out from that, it's hard for them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I was just mentioning, Bruce, that in recent years also we've had Food Network and Cooking Channel do shows that showcase how restaurants can easily fall prey to bad times, like Restaurant Impossible, or bad practices and good practices inside the restaurant. This year shows like Restaurant Steakout, which I think has hit a nerve with the restaurant industry, as well as more recently Mystery Diners, which is on Friday nights on Food. Any possibility of shows like that running on the service?
Not planning on it at present. I feel those are really TV shows. We're looking to evolve the genre, so we really want to deliver places that are working for people, and we want people to go to places. So that type of, you know, somewhat fabricated drama, we're really not looking to do.
And speaking of places, Bruce, we got a call that's just been placed. Let's take it. Hello, you're on Tomorrow We Televise. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Simon. This is Rick Webb calling from Philadelphia.
Rick, good to hear you. First of all, you're in a hot spot with this heat wave. How's everybody doing down there?
I'm in the air condition, so I'm doing well.
Well, you're on the I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say I do have a shoot tomorrow in the heat outside, though, so looking forward to that.
Okay, well, take it as easy as it gets, and you're on the line right now with Hungary's Bruce Seidel.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Bruce. Hi. I just wanted to first say that I really like the Drinks Incorporated show. It definitely had a high production value.
Oh, great. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we're doing with our shows is really ramping up the production style from what you traditionally see food-wise on YouTube.
Oh, and it definitely was. I mean, that was a pretty high production value even for, like, a regular, you know, national television show, you know, a network quality show, because they definitely
We're working with producers and individuals and cameramen, you know, that work on these shows. You know, what the expertise that we're bringing to the category online is we want to deliver that same content, you know, even better and stronger, you know, than on television. Whereas, you know, the imagery of food and this whole food porn phenomena, you know, people are gravitating towards and they want to see that. So we want to deliver that. So I'm glad you noticed.
Oh, definitely. So my two questions real quick are, one, is there a limit to how many different channels you're going to end up having? And I guess my second big question is there anything that you're looking for that no one's really delivering yet, you know, from new shows?
Wait, say that again. I'm sorry.
Well, the first question was basically how many channels are you looking to end up having?
Yeah, right now we're just planning on Hungary. I mean, the new model of these premium channels is that on Hungary, you know, which is one channel page, that you will find multiple programming. And really, if something really breaks out big, there is a possibility it could branch out into its own, you know, channel. But the notion right now and the model of the premium channel now is that they are going to stay on one channel. So therefore, this channel becomes a destination where you could have many, many options. So therefore, you're not surfing all around. You know, you're surfing within the channel itself.
Right. And I guess my other question was, is there any shows that producers are pitching you that you're looking for but aren't being delivered yet?
We want to add some diversity to the channel. We want to expand within the Latin space and in the African-American community. You know, we really want to touch upon all types of foods and cuisines. So we're really open to doing anything at this point. We'd like to have some global content, so we're talking with different partners about how to achieve that and how to do that and really partnering together. You know, one thing that we've been doing, we did two playlists recently, one for Memorial Day and another for 4th of July for, you know, the best burgers for 4th of July. We did that with a couple other channels. So we're really just trying to partner and speak with everybody, and we all feel that within the food community online, you know, within the YouTube space, that we definitely should work together, and you know, the more we stick together, the stronger we'll be. So everyone's approaching food from a different point of view, so there's something for everybody there, as I said before.
Well, it definitely looks great so far, so continued success to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks
for
checking us out.
Oh, definitely. Okay, take care.
Enjoy Philly. There's some great places there to eat.
Oh, absolutely. I know it.
check out the Village Bell.
Okay, take care, guys, and have a great weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
You too. Rick Webb joining us on the phone from Philadelphia. And all the Philly folks listening, again, hang in there with the heat wave. Be as cool as you can. And stick with us here on Blog Talk Radio. A lot of good things worth your while. Any chance of ad support on the service?
Well, the services are ad supported. So they are supported by advertising. So that is happening as we speak. Our big advertiser is Toyota and Prius.
Any chance that some of the advertisers might develop original content for you?
No, not out of the question. But you know, there might be some integrations and things. But at this point, no.
Two more questions for you before we let you run. First of all, food and cooking, to a lesser extent, have had a great go with competition series ranging from Chopped to Sweet Genius. Will competition programs have a place on Hungry?
Yeah, we're exploring a couple different formats of competition. I mean, people love that category in the food space, so we're trying to do it in a new, exciting, different way to it. So we have a twist there, and we're working on that as we speak.
And finally, Bruce, what's been your personal satisfaction about getting this network up and running? I mean, compared to the Cooking Channel experience, where you had less time to get Hungry up than you did with cooking.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of work, you know, and there was a few of us, as I said, but everyone was really passionate about what we did. My profession and my personal passion of food and cooking, I had wanted to be a chef. It's a perfect marriage for me with what I do. So it just really came naturally, and everybody that we're involved with and that we're working with, or we've had a lot of people contact us that want to work with us in the food category, and people that we've sought out too. So there's just a lot of momentum and a lot of things happening, and we're just going to keep building it and growing it. And you know, the whole experience will be an evolution, and I believe people and brands should evolve. So I felt in my career it was time to really learn the digital space, because that's where so many things are headed in our world and online, and the whole media space is changing. So for me, this was a great opportunity to put my stamp on it, as I did with Cooking Channel and Food Network.
And because we have smart TVs and connected TVs that more and more people are buying, the whole digital online space is fast becoming a TV space too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just got a smart TV as well, and it's like, you know, you put your TV on, and in two clicks, you know, you're on the web, and you're on Hulu, you're on YouTube, you know, everything. So it's a great world to explore through.
If you have a smarter connected TV set from the likes of LG or Samsung, Vizio, etc., you can watch Hungry on that set. It's YouTube's latest original channel. If you don't, you, of course, can catch it at YouTube.com. And if you want more details about the network, here's where you go online, www.youtube.com/Hungry. That's www.youtube.com/Hungry. Bruce Seidel, the chief executive of the network, thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on getting it off the ground, and hopefully it's going to be around for quite some time to come.
You got it. Thank you, everybody. Have a good weekend and a great 4th.
You're very welcome. Stay cool. Stay hungry. Bruce Seidel of Hungry joining us live from Los Angeles. Monday on Tomorrow We Televise, Destination America is the newest member of Discovery Communications stable, usually called Planet Green, and then the makeover came Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk on Monday with Mark Pickett. He is the chief executive of programming at Destination America about how it's doing a month or so into its run. And then we'll meet a very special woman. Her name is Anne Sophie Reinhart, and she loves the West Wing so much, she is doing a weekly podcast on it. You'll meet her. You'll meet her friend Maggie. And we'll also talk to Anne Sophie about another podcast she does, a very personal one, dealing with the battles with anorexia nervosa, one of the most insidious human conditions around. Anne Sophie Reinhart and her friend Maggie with us live Monday on Tomorrow We Televise. And coming up next Friday, a week from today, Centric BET spinoff series is doing a new program called The Amateur Millionaires Club. It premieres next Saturday night. It's about a group of African-American millionaires who've made money a new-fashioned way. Some call it controversial, others call it shady. Multi-level marketing. Is it? And what are these people like, and how are they doing with their new fortune? We'll talk to executive producers Dana Lyons and Leslie Leland a week from today right here on Blog Talk Radio. 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. When we come back, some thoughts about Shane Cully's departure from today. Our show to know, the Daytime Emmy winner this year for courtroom programming, and we'll have some final thoughts about the first half of TV 2012. It all comes your way after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You are connected to the home for Internet Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, nearly 9 million listeners around the world every month and growing. It's your home for your mental health talk radio. Catch it tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to the Marvin Televised. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York, where it's 93 degrees at the moment. Yes, we are sort of in the heat wave, because it feels like 100 here in the New York metro area. Again, to all of you listening to us all over the East and Midwest that's dealing with this new heat wave that's supposed to last through the weekend, please take it easy. Make sure you drink plenty of fluids. Don't overdo the air conditioner and the fan. Check your loved ones. And, of course, stay with us here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll keep you company with all sorts of shows throughout the rest of the afternoon, the evening, and into the weekend. Coming up, we've got our show to know, and we have some thoughts about this first half of the television year 2012 coming to a close, but first the comment. By now, you know that Ann Curry departed yesterday from the Today Show. It was basically a situation where she was both thrown over the fence and on the bus. I watched the tape of Ann's final minutes on Today yesterday morning. It was very uncomfortable as any you've seen in recent years anywhere on any network. John Feldman, the columnist of the Media Web for MarketWatch.com, I think said it very well, referring to the people at NBC and NBC News who were responsible for what happened as being, and I quote, his quote, a confederacy of dunces. Perhaps some of them should be wearing dunce caps right now for what happened to Ann Curry. Let me say this. I've been a fan of Ann Curry's work for a long time, ever since she started NBC, doing NBC News at Sunrise, newscast at 6 or 6:30 a.m., depending on the local market. She's always been a terrific reporter. She's covered on her own initiative, places all over the world, from Sudan to the tsunami, and she's always been terrific with a lot of empathy. And I really doubt all the blogosphere and New York Times and other newspaper comments over the last week about the fact she had no chemistry on the Today Show. She had plenty of it. And if Today is having issues, it's not Ann Curry's fault alone. You got to share the responsibility. Well, that didn't happen. And over the last week, Ann Curry has had to endure a lot of negative criticism that, frankly, she didn't deserve. I really think that the people at NBC and NBC News who were responsible for the leaking, for all the unsolicited comment reporting or unsourced comment reporting should be on the chopping block, to quote a Food Network phrase. And as Friedman says again in his recent column yesterday, that if somebody at NBC, an employee, was responsible for what happened with Ann, that person or persons should be fired, dunce cap on or not. I thought Ann handled herself yesterday through the tears with a lot of class and a lot of dignity. Yet she is not going off the Today Show. She will be involved with that, with Rock Center and Cincinnati News, with her own crew, doing specials and special reports. And I know that her next phase of her career will be wonderful. Hopefully Savannah Guthrie's will take you over from Matt Lauer. But the way this was handled, NBC should be ashamed of itself, and NBC News as well. Whoever was responsible, again, should be wearing that dunce cap. And that's my thought on the matter. I'd love to hear what you think, so put it in the chat room. SimonApple04. As Rick Webb, our friend from Philly, may be doing, or others as you have joined. So if you have any thoughts about the Ann Curry situation, put them in the chat room. We'll read them before the end of the program in a few minutes. Right now, time for our show to know. And that's where we focus on programs that we think are worth your viewing. You might not know about them because they're not well marketed, promoted, publicized, or they're off the radar screen of critics and journalists. This time our show to know is this year's Daytime Emmy winner for Best Courtroom Program. No, it's not Judge Joe Brown or We the People of Gloria Allred or Judge Alex. It's a program that premiered last fall with not a lot of attention. It's called Last Shot with Judge Gunn. Judge Gunn we're talking about is Marianne Gunn, the judge from Arkansas, and Last Shot is the shot she gives, literally, to drug addicts who are intending to go to prison. She provides them with the opportunity, if they want, based on their testimony before her in an actual courtroom in Arkansas, to be involved in a drug treatment program, which could end up being their last shot at life as an alternative to prison. The program is gritty, it is gutty, it is real. For one thing, it is, as I said, taped on location in an Arkansas courtroom. And the former judge, Marianne Gunn, does put it together. Also, this is different from many other courtroom shows in daytime television. There is no narrator. There is no bailiff. There's no after the court case with the witnesses, et cetera, et cetera. It's all as you see it. It's produced by Peter Brennan of A Current Affair fame, also was one of the original producers of Judge Judy and Judge Joe Brown, along with Lisa Liu, who also did both shows. and it's really a stunning program. The problem with Last Shot, is that it's being played in daytime television all over the map. Here in New York on WPIX, it's been running since the get-go last September at 3 a.m. in the morning, while on KDOC in Los Angeles, it runs at noon. And on Chicago Independent WCUU, it's at 9 a.m. So you really have to look hard to watch the program. But it's really great to see this program, this type of show, the difference of this show, being recognized on a national level through the daytime Emmys that were presented last Saturday night and carried nationally on HLN, formerly Headline News. Unfortunately, Trifecta Entertainment is putting this program, which is the syndicator of the show, is putting this program on the borderline. So unless the ratings spike up, this Last Shot is headed for its last shot come the fall. Once again, Last Shot with Judge Gunn, worth your while to see, weekdays, mornings and afternoons, depending on the station in your area, and syndication, syndicated by Trifecta Entertainment. If you want more details about the show online, go to LastShotWithJudgeGunn.com. That's LastShotWithJudgeGunn.com. And for more details about the syndicated Trifecta Entertainment, go to TrifectaEntertainment.com. One more time, our show to know, Last Shot with Judge Gunn, weekdays on broadcast stations nationwide. Check your local listings for the station and time period in your area. And if you have an idea for a show to know, a program you like, you think deserves more attention, let me know, and we'll bring it to you, our audience, on Tomorrow We Televise. All you have to do is email me at simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're emailing from. Put down the name of the show, the network or station it's on, your thoughts about why you think it deserves the attention, and of course, if we give it, you, of course, get the credit. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. We love hearing from you because for a show to know and everything else with this program, what you say matters. In less than a day and a half, we're going to close the curtain on the first half of TV 2012. It's been a fascinating year. And three things to take away. One, there's more original programming than ever before in television. There's something for everybody. You got to look sometimes hard to find it, but there is more original programming, and there will be more in the future, especially with scripted shows, with more networks getting into that game. And if you're somebody who wants to get into the television field, you are almost in nirvana because there's more ways to get involved with broadcast and cable, with satellite, with UVerse and Fios, with YouTube, with Hulu, Netflix, with websites like JustTheStory.tv, and even the idea of crowdsourcing your pilot or your television series through Kickstarter and Mobcaster.com. Secondly, while TV set sales are down, smart TVs, connected TV sales are up. And we may look back on this first half of 2012 as the time when connected and smart TVs became the mainstream choice of the American public. And we're going to find out soon, I think, rather than later, whether they're using smart TVs to watch the web, to do interactive television apps, to play and use Google TV, and maybe whether Apple will enter this field with their own smart TV. There is still a lot of rumors that before the end of this year, they will make the announcement. So connected TVs may have a big role to play in the webbing of television. And finally, diversity is starting to happen in a big way. We saw a great case in point this past Wednesday with the launch of Magic Johnson's network, Aspire. It was a wonderful launch. I was there for it here in New York at Cipriani's on Times Square. Reported on it for another blog talk radio show that night. Incidentally, about 8 million households can catch it at launch thanks to the deal that Aspire made with Time Warner Cable hours before the launch. And I want to congratulate the five advertisers who have put their money where their mouth is by being on this network off the bat. Nationwide Insurance, Walmart, L'Oreal, Chrysler, and Coca-Cola. And incidentally, they're all involved with Vignette, showcasing up-and-coming African-Americans in all walks of life, beautifully done by up-and-coming African-American filmmakers and video makers. I think Magic Johnson's net is a winner, and we will have Paul Butler, the general manager of the network, on our show week after next. He was scheduled to be with us on Monday, couldn't do it, but he will be with us either on July 9th or July 13th for his first major interview since the launch. And there will be more diversity ahead, both on broadcast, cable, and other places as well. And I think people are getting the message that diversity must be job one in television because we are on the way, more than ever, to a multicultural majority sooner than we think. So those are my three takeaways of this first half of TV 2012. Can't wait to see and hear what the next six months, will bring. And finally, even though this is a radio situation, not a television situation, I want to give a shout out to a station, a very special station in New York, that is on the verge of marking a quarter century in business. Sports radio station WFAN here in New York. WFAN was started on July 1st, 1989. And it's a network that, or I should say a station, that was the first of its kind when it started. And because of it, sports radio has become a thing, a phenomenon all over the dollar. More than 700 individual sports talk radio or sports radio stations. We have ESPN written, ESPN Deportes Radio, and next year we'll have CBS Radio Sports. And you can all pay the homage to WFAN. So congratulations, WFAN, on your 20th anniversary. As we speak, Mike Francesco, one of their top personalities, is doing a special tribute to FAN's quarter century on his show. It's being simulcast on the YES Network. That will continue until 7 o'clock tonight. And they'll be having some of the former WFAN hosts stop by this weekend with their own on-air shift. So again, congratulations. Big shout-out to WFAN on a quarter century in business, a great quarter century, and hopefully another quarter century more to come. Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we will have Mark Etkin. He is the head of programming for Destination America, but was formerly Planet Green until this past Memorial Day weekend. How is this made-over network doing for Parent Discovery Communications? We'll find out. And finally, we'll have West Wing podcaster Ann Sophie Reinhardt and her friend Maggie. We'll talk about the weekly West Wing podcast she delivers across the globe, why she's involved with that show, as well as her own struggles dealing with anorexia nervosa and the very unique podcast she does on that subject. That's all coming up Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised. And a week from today, we'll have two of the executive producers of Centric's new series, The Amateur Millionaires Club, Dana Lyons and Leslie Lavin. Remember, you can catch our show anytime on our homepage, www.blogtalkradio.com/SimonApple04. And incidentally, thanks to all of you for giving us the most replays we have ever had in a single month to this point on Blog Talk Radio. As we get ready to wrap up our fifth year on the air for June, we're going to leave with nearly 4,500 replays of our show. And we thank all of you for not only hearing the show on our homepage, but also checking our views and also telling others about the program. Keep it up. We really appreciate each and every one of you for checking and listening to our homepage. Don't forget, we're also available on podcast 24/7 on iTunes.com and other websites arranged by Sonobite. And thanks to our new agreement with Stitcher Radio, you can now get us on your iPad and on your e-reader or e-book. Whether it's Nook from Barnes & Noble or Kindle Fire from Amazon, use the Stitcher Radio app. You hear and see us on podcast. So check it out. We think you'll be glad you did. And again, we invite you to email us. What do you think about our program today, about our guests and topics? What's your thoughts about the future of television? And what's your thoughts about A Show to Know? Let it all out with us at SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Please enclose your name and where you're emailing from. And if you have A Show to Know idea, put down the name of the show in the email along with the network it's on and why you think we should highlight it. And if we do, of course, you get the credit. SimonApple04@Yahoo.com. Email us. And let us know what you think, because what you say matters. And again, for all of you in the heat wave zones around the country, please be very careful this weekend. Please make sure you check in on your loved ones. Take it nice and easy. If you don't need to exert yourself, don't. Don't go overboard with the fans and the air conditioners. We don't want to have brownouts around the country. And, of course, drink plenty of fluids and keep yourself green with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. We will be entertaining you all afternoon and weekend long. So stay with us. A lot more great shows to come right here on your internet radio source, Blog Talk Radio. And incidentally, thanks to WFAN, we have a number of sports shows on this very site, including The Final Word with Jay Reels and Jay-Z. So thanks to WFAN for spurring on a great growth of sports programming here on Blog Talk Radio and other internet radio sites. The views presented on this program are those of the participants, not necessarily those of Blog Talk Radio. Our production associate is John Sweet. Podcast distribution provided by Sonobite. Words to your ears. More at www.sonobite.com. Podcast director and theme music composer, Philip Salisbury. But tomorrow will be televised. I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. No matter where you are, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy to the hilt. We'll catch you Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard-to-recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.